Okay, the Daf thought for Daf Nun Aleph. So we have a similar message in two separate stories where we find that Rebbe's the one who said, at first that it was forbidden to be matmen, signing something that's cold. And then Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi said over in the name of his father, Rebbe Yossi, who was Rebbe's Rebbe, that he was matir. So then he says, Kvahar Zakin. The Zakin said, I'm not saying anything. Even though Rebbe later on in life, I'll say Rebbe came to Nasi, and was even kafuf, as the Gemara says, or Papa says, even that Rabbi Yossi would have listened to Rebbe, who was even his Talmud, but because it became so great, the Talmud immediately, he heard the Rebbe said it, Fahar Zakin, that was it. And then you have a next Meiser, Rav Nachman. He was Mikel in two places, and Rabbi thought he should be Makbid, that he shouldn't warm up stuff by a non-Jew, and also being Matid to be Matvin at Tzainin. But he followed his Rebbeim. Gemara again says he followed his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. He just followed his Rebbeim. You see something here. No matter how great you are, it was Rav Nachman, it was a Rebbe. But following the Rebbe made a psak, they followed the Rebbe. That was it. Even though they were the greatest people and they were big paiskim themselves. So kolshkin v'kolshkin, when we're not paiskim, or any person, that we have to just follow our Rebbeim. This is the sign of our times right now. We need to follow our Rebbeim, follow our Psakim, and the Mitzvah Hashem. Continue to be Mechazik and strengthen ourselves during this Tkufa. And we should be Zeicha when we do that, that we continue to adhere to the words of the Torah. Leisaser, don't deviate from our Rebbeim right or left. And the Mitzvah Hashem be Zeicha to Kabbalah Satara, to the Ikka Kabbalah Satara in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash.